When outbreaks of disease happen, it can be hard to make an accurate diagnosis quickly. That's a problem with the Zika virus that is spreading through the Americas. There are three different kinds of tests, but each of them has its own drawbacks. And as NPR's Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, they are not always easy to get.
Dr. Christine Curry is an obstetrician gynecologist at the University of Miami and Jackson Memorial Hospital. Many of her patients are pregnant women who want to know if they had Zika recently, and if so, if their fetus is still healthy.
Probably every day patients come in questioning whether or not they would qualify for testing.
If they have the right travel history, Curry sends their blood to a lab. But it can take a while for test results to come back, and the waiting and uncertainty can be really stressful.
You know, especially patients who are sort of at the middle of the second trimester, and they're trying to decide what to do with the pregnancy given so many unknowns. The difference between 2 and 4 weeks can be the difference between being able to end a pregnancy and not.
And there's another problem. Some tests aren't that reliable, so patients sometimes have to go through multiple rounds to confirm if they had Zika or not.
It involves saying, "I don't know," and "no one knows," over and over again.
Until recently, most patient samples had to get sent to Atlanta for testing by the CDC. Now, about 30 local public health labs are gearing up to do it themselves, including the Department of Forensic Sciences in Washington, D.C., where Cleveland Wheaton works. Most days, he feels like an athlete stuck on the bench. But outbreaks are exciting, he says, because he finally gets to put his skills to work.
When you take the guy from the bench and he gets in the game, don't he usually shine and make all the points that night? We're the bench. We get called into action when something goes on in the city.
The buzz in the background is a big fridge with plastic baggies in it that hold tubes of blood and urine. They're from patients in the area. Starting this week, Whedon's job is to test all these samples for Zika virus.
Look like about 10 or more in here. That'll be about 13.
Whedon expects to get patients their results in 3 days rather than 4 weeks. He's doing something called PCR testing. It looks for pieces of the virus's genetic material and answers yes or no to the question, is there virus in this person's blood? Whedon says it's pretty straightforward, except for one thing.
From the time the person is bitten to the time to get to the doctor, no more than 5-7 days can pass for us to pick it up on PCR.
So for PCR to work, doctors have to collect patients' blood within a week of their fever and rash. The virus hangs around a little longer in urine, so with those samples, they'd have about 2 weeks. But Curry says most patients don't rush to the doctor, wondering what caused a mild illness.
You know, if someone had virus in their blood 3 weeks ago and it's now cleared, the PCR is not going to tell you that.
That's why labs like Whedon's are trying to get a hold of another kind of test that the CDC developed for Zika. It looks for antibodies in a person's blood. They're a record of foreign things the body has seen recently. It's the best test there is for Zika. It works over a longer time span, and the CDC has produced about 100,000 test kits, which it's offering free to qualified labs. But there's a drawback. It sometimes tells people they had Zika when they didn't.
The ideal test is specific to this particular virus and gives you a faster or a reasonable turnaround time.
There is another test that's more definitive, but it's expensive and takes at least another week to do. So here's where the nerdiest of the nerds come in, the basic scientists. They're not thinking about pregnant women, travelers, or mosquitoes.
Right, I am focused on amino acids, hydroxyls, and phosphates.
Ted Pearson is a senior investigator at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Sometime in December, his molecular virology lab dropped their work on dengue virus so they could pedal to the metal on Zika. It's one of the groups trying to get to the bottom of how to make a better version of the antibody test, the one the CDC is distributing.
The problem here is actually quite simple.
It's this. Viruses in the same family can look similar on the outside, and the cells the immune system uses to fight them can also be similar. So if someone had another mosquito-borne illness, like dengue, or even if they just got the vaccine for yellow fever, they could test positive in a Zika antibody test.
It's a good example of where the devil is in the details.
It's those details that Pearson and his colleagues are delving into now. They're essentially stripping down the virus to figure out what is unique to it, what distinguishes it from its sister viruses. How long will it take to figure that out?
Well, certainly not days. So, yeah, months, potentially. But it's really, you just can't predict. This is science. We have to do the experiments.
In the meantime, people across the country with jobs like Cleveland Whedon will be working long days.
You get physically tired. We're not robots. Your hands cramp up after you pipette so much. But that's what we're here for. We're public health scientists.
And they'll keep on testing, hopefully with better and better tools. Ray Ellen Bichelle, NPR News.